Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This morning, Omicron in the community. An infected traveller puts New South Wales on alert. Scientists race against time to develop a booster shot to target the strain. Weather emergency, a Queensland town evacuated, roads swamped and rivers rising. Grim discovery, two bodies found in the search for two missing campers in Victoria. And the mystery of what happened to flight MH370, a step closer to being solved.
This is 7 News with Jodie Spears.
Good morning. A fifth case of the Omicron variant has been confirmed in New South Wales. A woman in her 30s tested positive after arriving in Sydney from southern Africa. She stopped at several locations while infectious as she made her way to the Central Coast.
It wasn't her fault. She didn't know that she had Omicron. But we all need to be on high alert, just like we have been with Delta.
The state has announced all overseas arrivals must now return a negative COVID test before leaving isolation. And people who break public health orders face much tougher fines. The individual penalty is now $5,000, up from $1,000. Melbourne scientists are a step closer to developing a booster shot to combat the latest Omicron variant. The new vaccine targets a different area of the COVID-19 spike protein and will begin clinical trials in January. If given the green light, Australian pharmaceutical manufacturer IDT has the capacity to produce 100 million doses a year. Victoria's controversial pandemic bill is effectively a done deal and could pass through Parliament as early as today. Independent MP Rod Barton's last-minute vote in exchange for a series of amendments helped to break the deadlock as debate dragged late into the evening. Among the amendments, giving Parliament the power to disallow pandemic orders. Quarantine for international arrivals is now mandatory, but National Cabinet has resisted implementing domestic border closures. Political reporter Taylor Aiken is in Canberra for us this morning. Good morning, Taylor. There's a push towards a Christmas reopening.
There is, Jodie. Good morning. State and Territory leaders agreeing to continue with measures currently in place rather than reimpose tough restrictions just weeks out from Christmas. The National Cabinet agreeing to continue to suppress the virus, with Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly adding there was no immediate need to change current settings, including border restrictions or hotel quarantine. Leaders believing Australia must keep pushing to learning to live with the virus, and that includes new variants.
We're not going back to lockdowns. None of us want that. We are going to keep moving forward into Christmas and into 2022, and we're going to open safely and we're going to stay safely open.
The 72-hour quarantine period for all international arrivals will continue until more is known about this new Omicron variant. Jodie?
OK, Taylor, thank you. Queensland is facing historic levels of flooding, with some areas receiving 180 millimetres of rain in 24 hours. The town of Inglewood was evacuated late last night with little warning. Torrential rain has cut roads and left drivers stranded. More downpours are predicted for parts of New South Wales, and the small northwest town of Weewar could remain cut off until the weekend. A damning report into the culture at Parliament House has exposed a workplace where bullying and sexual harassment have been normalised. The review, prompted by Brittany Higgins' rape allegations, found a third of people working in federal parliament have been sexually harassed, but most don't report it. It's made a series of recommendations, including targets to achieve gender balance, codes of conduct for MPs, senators and staff, and alcohol policies. Police have found human remains in the search for two campers missing in Victoria's High Country. Carol Clay and Russell Hill disappeared in March last year on a camping trip in remote bushland. Specialist police have been searching a site northwest of Dargo following the arrest of a man last week. The 55-year-old has been charged with the couple's murder. The remains are yet to be formally identified. There's been a bizarre twist in the William Tyrrell investigation. Detectives searching for the boy's remains on the New South Wales mid-north coast have unearthed a replica gun. It was found in rugged bushland less than a kilometre from where William went missing. It's among 31 items bagged and sent away for further examination so far, but officers don't believe that it's linked to the case. The negative impacts of social media go under the microscope in a parliamentary inquiry to be announced today. Broadcaster Erin Molan and AFL stars Adam Goods and Taylor Harris are tipped to front the inquiry, which will examine online harm and safety protections for children. Representatives from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter are expected to be questioned, with the hearing slated to begin this month. New tracking technology may have finally solved the mystery of missing flight MH370. British aerospace engineer Richard Godfrey has spent the last 9 months using technology known as weak signal propagation to calculate the plane's final movements. He believes the wreckage is 1,900 kilometres west of Perth, lying at a depth of 4,000 metres, allowing experts to hone in on a more specific underwater search. It's been 7.5 years since the Malaysia Airlines flight vanished with 239 people on board. The Queen's realm is a little smaller this morning. Prince Charles watched on as Barbados removed Her Majesty as head of state, replacing her with its first ever president. One of the new republic's first moves was to name singer Rihanna a national hero.
As the royal standard was lowered and replaced with the presidential flag, Barbados became the world's newest republic. 55 years after gaining independence from the United Kingdom, the island has now officially cut all remaining ties with the British Crown. A nighttime ceremony in the capital Bridgetown was attended by Prince Charles. He used his speech to emphasise enduring friendship between the two nations and acknowledge the pain of slavery.
From the darkest days of our past and the appalling atrocity of slavery, which forever stains our history,
but jet lag gets to the best of us, the prince momentarily falling asleep during the ceremony. And leading Barbados across new horizons is Dame Sandra Mason, sworn in as the Republic's first ever president.
Vessel Republic Barbados has set sail on her maiden voyage.
Among the stars in attendance, pop singer Rihanna, named a national hero of Barbados by the country's prime minister.
May you continue to shine like a diamond.
Fireworks peppered the night sky as the sun set on the British monarchy's reign, a seminal moment for the country, leaving its colonial past behind. Jacinta Lee, 7 News.
Scientists in South Australia have come up with a bold new method to cut down feral cat numbers. In a groundbreaking trial, they're injecting bilbies with an implant filled with a type of poison which is harmless to the native animals but toxic to cats. If a cat attacks a bilby, it will be its last supper. So far, 30 bilbies have been injected with the implant and they're being monitored in a fenced reserve. It's hoped, if implemented, over time this will reduce the feral cat population and protect native wildlife. Online bargain hunters have been spending billions during pre-Christmas sales and there are new deals on offer. Leftover duty-free stock sitting on shelves in our almost empty airports is up for auction, with bids on luxury goods starting at just $10.
Shelves stacked stories high, a bumper haul of grounded airport stock. Former duty-free items up for auction, everything from perfume to watches to wine.
We've got about 5,000 items going under the hammer, no reserve, all starting from $10. And where they end up is up to the bidders.
The most expensive items, this drop, bottled in 1945.
Chateau Mouton Rothschild.
Usually selling for a cool $50,000, expected to go for much less. A diamond watch up for grabs. Plenty will be gunning for that.
I'm a diamond girl and normally I wouldn't be able to afford something with such an exorbitant price tag.
Holiday spending happening early this year. NAB analysis shows Australians spent an estimated $8 billion in the Black Friday sales, much more than the forecast $5.4 billion. The top performers, technology, shoe sales, jewellery and clothing.
While some retailers are seeing a backlog of old stock this year, there are some serious problems with supply in the lead up to Christmas. Freight flights are far less frequent and container costs are beginning to bite.
It's a global issue as a result of COVID. Ultimately, it will hit consumers' hip pockets in the new year.
The duty-free auction is live on hilcoapac.com. Serena Andaloro, 7 News.
Researchers at the Australian National University are working to develop a pill that delivers the health benefits of exercise. It would be used by people who are incapable of physical activity. After we exercise, molecular messages are sent to our brains and potentially our eyes. And scientists hope that by isolating the molecules, they can be bottled up in a pill and taken like a vitamin. Checking finance now, the Dow Jones trading 571 points lower. The Nasdaq also slightly down. In London, the FTSE fell and Germany's DAX lost ground. Closer to home, Japan's Nikkei closed 462 points lower. Hong Kong's Hang Seng also down. Our markets bucked the downward trend. The All Ords up 25 points and the ASX 200 also up. On the commodities market, gold is trading at $1,772 an ounce, oil $65 a barrel. The Aussie dollar is buying 70.9 US cents, 80.27 Japanese yen and $1.04 New Zealand. Jeffrey Epstein's former pilot has given crucial evidence on day two of the Ghislaine Maxwell trial in New York. US Bureau Chief Ashley Mullaney is there for us this morning. Ash, some high-profile names came up in court today.
Good morning, Jody. Yeah, there was some name-dropping from the defence team today while cross-examining the pilot who flew the so-called Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein's private plane. They asked the pilot, Lawrence Vygotsky, to confirm that Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Kevin Spacey, Chris Tucker and Prince Andrew had all flown on the plane, to which he said yes. Now, there was no suggestion that these men had done anything wrong. He raised these names to explain that it wasn't unusual for the pilot to have signed a non-disclosure agreement given these high-profile passengers. Of course, it isn't Jeffrey Epstein on trial here today, though. It is Ghislaine Maxwell, Epstein's one-time girlfriend, facing six charges of sex trafficking, a case that has drawn an enormous amount of attention here in New York.
As an attorney for sexual abuse survivors myself, I think that the prosecution very clearly and concisely laid out their case, that there are four victims here, that Ghislaine Maxwell knew everything that Jeffrey Epstein was doing.
There are a number of women that have attended this court case, not because they're part of this trial, but they say they were victims of Jeffrey Epstein. We are expecting to hear from four of the women central to this case. They will give evidence in this trial. Three of them will have their identity protected. Not clear yet, though, whether Ghislaine Maxwell will give evidence in her own trial. Jody.
Okay, Ash Mullaney in Manhattan, thank you. A pregnant woman in Utah has risked her life and the life of her unborn child to save a man from his burning home. The house went up in flames with the man asleep inside, oblivious of the danger. The woman, who is 18 weeks pregnant, banged on the front door screaming and was able to wake him. The neighbouring house also caught alight, but thankfully nobody was injured. Video from Japanese Coast Guards shows the dramatic moment a man was pulled to safety after drifting at sea for 22 hours. The man wrapped himself in a tarp on top of his capsized boat in stormy waters. Japanese officials say it's a miracle he survived. A farmer in England has gone to great lengths to track down his lost sheep when they went missing in a snowstorm. Some members of the flock found themselves trapped under layers of snow, but their farmer came to the rescue, digging them out and returning them safely to the herd.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
To sport now, and Alex Carey is set to be Australia's wicketkeeper for the first Ashes test. The Aussies' intra-squad warm-up clash was cancelled due to the rain in Queensland, allowing selectors to make an early call on the team's makeup. Carey beating out Josh Inglis for the gloves, with the Western Australian returning home to Perth. The first test starts on December 8 at the Gabba, live on 7. Trevor Bayliss is the last man to coach England to an Ashes series win in 2015. Now he's about to embark on a new journey in charge of Sydney Thunder.
This time of the year, the Big Bash is always very much anticipated, not just by the players, but the fans as well.
The Thunder begin their Big Bash campaign against Brisbane Heat in Canberra on Monday night. Reigning champions, the Sydney Sixers, playing the Melbourne Stars live on 7 on Sunday night. The Matildas restored some pride after a last-gasp 1-1 draw against world champions the United States in Newcastle. It was deja vu for the Aussies, conceding in the opening minutes for the second straight game against the Americans. However, this time the Matildas were able to fight back, Kyan Simon earning redemption with the equaliser with 2 minutes left to play.
Simon, deflection!
The match is the Matildas' last before January's Asian Cup. Tiger Woods says he hasn't put any timeline on when he'll return to professional golf. The 15-time major winner held his first press conference since suffering serious leg injuries in a car crash in February, a day after his first interview was released. Woods says he has completed some holes, but his recovery has a long way to go.
I'm lucky to be alive, but also still had the limb. As far as playing at the tour level, I don't know when that's going to happen. Now, I'll play around here and there, a little hit and giggle. I can do something like that.
Woods said he hopes to be fit for next July's 150th Open Championship at St Andrews. Mount Panorama roared to life days before the Bathurst 1000, with practice and qualifying for the support acts in this year's 10-category feast. While reigning kings Shane van Gisbergen and Garth Tander received their official plaque, Anton Di Pasquale looms as the man to spoil van Gisbergen's crowning as the supercars champion.
First sort of time you come over Mount Australia and you come down that dip, you feel and you're like, okay, we're at Bathurst again.
It's Di Pasquale's first Bathurst for Dick Johnson Racing. Seven's coverage starts on Friday. And you'd think it's common sense to avoid active volcanoes, but it seems wingsuit flyer Sebastian Alvarez missed that memo. The daredevil leapt out of a helicopter and became the first person ever to fly into an active volcano in his native Chile. Taking a look at the weather around the country now, troughs are causing thunderstorms in New South Wales and Queensland, some intense, and it's exacerbating flooding. Troughs are maintaining heat in the north and are drawing warm winds to South Australia, Victoria, Tasmania and western New South Wales. A high pressure ridge is keeping southern WA cool. Around the capitals today, Brisbane is 27 degrees with rain, Sydney 25 with a few showers, Canberra heading for 26 with a few showers, Melbourne a top of 31 with possible showers, Hobart 28 and afternoon showers, Adelaide sunny heading for 29, Perth sunny and 25, and Darwin partly cloudy heading for 36 degrees. And that's 7 Early News for this Wednesday, the 1st of December 2021.